It's Tuesday, October 10th, AD 2023. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian leaders in India say they have little assurance that the ongoing persecution will subside after meeting with the National Commission for Minorities. According to a report from CNA, quote, the commission has no Christian member, and Christians are now under the charge of the Buddhist member, end quote. Since last year, violence against Christians has increased by 80%. Worse still, the violence has skyrocketed by 900% since Narendra Modi became prime minister 9 years ago. The Colorado cake maker is going back to court, this time the Colorado Supreme Court, to argue his case against a person who wanted the baker to produce a cake that endorsed transgenderism. Jack Phillips has been in and out of court for 11 years, persecuted by both homosexuals and transgendered persons. Sadly, his family has been subject to death threats during that time. With this court battle now, the state Supreme Court will have to take into account the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on another Colorado case, 303 Creative versus Alanis. The nation's high court ruled in this case that a website designer or other artists cannot be compelled, quote, to convey a message with which they disagree, end quote. The Christian baker said this.
When I heard Lori's ruling come down at 303 Creative and how good and powerful and strong it was, I was really excited, not just for Lori or for me in my case, but for the way this stands to shape things for our country going forward. It is a very broad and clear ruling that free speech is for everybody, that the government can't force Americans, creative professionals, to speak messages that they don't want to.
Jack Phillips also told Fox News over the weekend that, quote, this whole legal battle has helped strengthen my faith in Jesus Christ and strengthen our family, brought us all closer together, end quote. On Saturday, Hamas, the Palestinian radical Islamic organization, launched a large-scale surprise attack upon Israel, sending thousands of rockets over the border of the Gaza Strip into Israel, reports the Associated Press. Women and children have been killed in the fighting between Palestinians and Israeli forces. Thus far, 78 children and 41 women have died in the Gaza Strip. CBS News reports that the total death toll has hit 2,500 when adding the bodies on both sides. Another 2,500 people have been wounded. Israel's death toll exceeds 900, most of which are non-combatants, including at least 260 participants at a psytrance music festival. Israel is calling 300,000 reservists into active duty to join an army of 170,000 to prepare for a ground invasion, reports Reuters. The last war between the two entities occurred just 2 years ago. The 11-day war took the lives of at least 250 people in Gaza and 13 in Israel. God is sovereign over all. Psalm 46, verses 8 and 9 says, come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. 34 student organizations from Harvard University issued a letter in which they held, quote, the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence, end quote. The letter claimed that, quote, Israeli violence has structured every aspect of Palestinian existence for 75 years, from systematized land seizures to routine airstrikes, arbitrary detentions to military checkpoints, and enforced family separations to targeted killings. Palestinians have been forced to live in a state of death, both slow and sudden, end quote. But Elise Stefanik, a Republican U.S. representative from New York and a Harvard graduate, called the statement, quote, abhorrent and heinous, end quote, for excusing the, quote, slaughter of innocent women and children, end quote. Meanwhile, Christian evangelist Franklin Graham talked to Greta Van Susteren on her Newsmax show.
The Bible instructs us in Psalms 122 to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I certainly am praying for the Israelis. I'm not praying for their enemies. I pray that God will give them victory over their enemies.
Secondly, Graham suggested that the Israeli citizens should have the right to bear arms and defend themselves from these attacks.
In Israel, it's difficult to get a gun permit. One of the men that works for me, he used to be in the IDF. He lived in Israel, served in their military. He says you can get a pistol permit, but they're hard to get. But as far as having an assault rifle in your home or a shotgun or a hunting rifle, these things are very difficult. You would think that Israel would require anyone living close to the border of Gaza to have weapons in their home.
Another earthquake hit the Middle East on Saturday, killing at least 2,000 people, reports National Public Radio. While Hamas was hitting Israel with rockets, in God's providence, a 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit Afghanistan on the Iranian border. Over the last 25 years, 11 out of the 17 most deadly earthquakes occurred in the Muslim countries most needing the gospel, the countries of Iran, Afghanistan, Turkey, Pakistan, Syria, and Indonesia. These 11 earthquakes killed 386,000 people in total. A Christian-themed film called The Blind has collected $10.5 million at the box office on its second week of release, registering number 5 on last weekend's total box office receipts. The movie tells the backstory of the reality TV show known as Duck Dynasty, featuring Phil and Kay Robertson's early years. Their son, Willie Robertson, produced the film with a message about, quote, hope and redemption, that shows you're never too far gone to be saved, end quote. Speaking of redemption, Isaiah 62 verse 12 reminds us, they call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. This has been a big year for the faith-based genre in film. Jesus Revolution, Sound of Freedom, His Only Son, and others have collected $268 million or 4% of total box office receipts in 2023. That compares to $66 million in 2022 for faith-based movies, or about 1% of box office receipts. The world's agenda for corrupting children is pretty obvious now. A ParentsTV.org study found that less than 3% of Amazon Prime videos are family-friendly as defined by the PG or G ratings. Only 6% of Netflix originals are PG or G. By contrast, 62% are rated mature audiences only. And in total, 268% more adult-only entertainment films are available on the streaming services than content suitable for families. And finally, U.S. businesses are moving from the blue states into red, more conservative states. Bloomberg reports that since 2020, more than 370 investment companies, valued at $2.7 trillion in assets, have moved to a different state. For example, New York State has lost $1 trillion in total assets since 2020. That's about 5% of their assets gone in 3 years. The latest big move comes with the $600 million gun manufacturer, Smith & Wesson, now moving from Massachusetts to Tennessee. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, October 10th in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.